Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Walmart customer service?
No, ma'am.
Well, who is this?
We're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. Well, Walmart, I guess, sent me an email.
Well, we have nothing to do with Walmart, really.
Okay. Well, I put in my credit card number, and then I read the terms and condition, and it was like I'd be charged $148 a month. Something that I'm not even ordering. So I want to make sure with you that that's not happening, because this is the phone number it said to call to cancel.
Did you get charged?
Well, it didn't say that I did.
Did you? Okay. If you didn't get charged, you don't have to worry about anything. So cancel.
Okay. Well, I don't want to wait like in a week or so that charge comes through on my bank statement. Is there a way you can check?
If you didn't get charged now, ma'am, it's not like we're going to, you know, charge you again. Provide me with your zip code, please.
83406.
I'm sorry?
83406.
And your name?
Gloria Rock.
Thank you. Verify the shipping address.
4706 Wackerly Ave.
Thank you.
Idaho Falls, Idaho.
All right, I do see here you have the tech forge. You got charged $14.97, I see.
Well, yeah, I don't want any charge because it was supposed to be for $1 to receive a $500 gift card.
Okay, I canceled the account and issued the refund. Is there anything else I could do for you?
You will cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. I canceled the account and issued the refund. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all. I just don't want to be charged for something I don't want.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.